Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
When I was a small boy in Vincennes, Indiana, I heard, I think, one of the most outstanding speeches I ever heard in my life. I think it compares with the Sermon on the Mount, Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, and Socrates' speech to the students.
That's Red Skelton, born 1913. He died in 1997. American entertainer, best known for being a national and television comedian. Between 1937 and 1971, he has stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, began his show business career in his teens as a circus clown, and continued on vaudeville and Broadway and in films, radio, television, nightclubs, and casinos. All the while, he pursued an entirely separate career as an artist and painter. Hi again, everybody. Today's podcast is on one of those topics where it's hard to find two people who agree and thoroughly understand. So when I can talk to someone who really knows, that's what I call an expert, and I'm there. Well, what is the topic? It is Social Security. In 15 minutes, we really won't get too far, but my guest is Robin Bruton, Vice President of Social Security Solutions, and like the name says, has some answers. Robin, first, it's great to have you here, and I'm looking forward to it.
Andy, I'm so glad to be on the show. Thank you for having me. I'd love to tell you about what we do. I work for Social Security Solutions. I'm the Vice President of Client Services, and our company was formed to help Americans face that really difficult decision about when is the best time for me to claim Social Security. It's overwhelming. It's confusing. We have software that will remove all of that confusion. It has all of the complex rules programmed in to help people use all of those rules to their advantage so they get the most in Social Security benefits.
Well, that's important because you're right. It is confusing, and sometimes, not to say that it's not done accurately, but sometimes you have to fall on the advice of Social Security, and maybe some people would like to just double-check it for themselves.
Well, and I think that's a common thing that Americans think, is that they are going to get advice from the Social Security Administration. But the reality is, those agents, while they're doing the best they know how to do, they are prohibited by policy from actually giving advice. They can tell you the rules. They can tell you how much you're going to get in benefits if you claim today. But they can't answer that question, when is the best time for me to start? So people do need to run their numbers, so to speak. They do need to figure out what their options are and make a decision after they've carefully compared and considered their options.
So, Robin, until I spoke to you today, I had no idea that there were other places that we could go to actually calculate what we're getting back from Social Security. I thought we'd just call and get that number. But sounds to me like you're saying your software and other services allow you to get a little bit better picture of what you'll be getting during Social Security. I mean, I've never heard of such a service as yours.
But until you get to that time when you're facing Social Security claiming, you probably aren't aware that there are a few tools out there and companies that can help you.
Well, now we know. So, Robin, from your perspective, what are the most common mistakes that people are making when they apply for their Social Security benefits?
From my perspective, Andy, there are two really big mistakes. The first is claiming early, and about somewhere between 70 and 74% of Americans claim earlier than their full retirement age, meaning they are taking a reduced benefit and less money for a cumulative payout the rest of their lives. I think Americans equate, I'm ready to stop work with, I need to begin my Social Security benefits, and those need to be independent decisions. You may decide or have to quit work at 62, and indeed you may need the income that Social Security provides, but if you have other assets that you can spend and wait to claim your benefits. Research shows you are far better off if you claim later, because that money is guaranteed to you for the rest of your life. So the first mistake I see people making is just simply claiming early without a second thought. They don't run their numbers. The second mistake I see, particularly for couples, is not considering the survivor benefit, not considering how much that second person to die will receive. If you optimize your Social Security benefits, if you structure it so that the survivor benefit is the highest possible, and yes, that does mean you have to wait a few years to claim benefits, but if you do that, you are guaranteeing the highest possible survivor benefit for that second to die, and assuming that person lives a very long life, their other assets may be depleting late in life, and that Social Security benefit will be critical.
So that clears up one question. And then another one that's always nagged me is, when are we actually able to start claiming benefits from our retirement through Social Security benefits? At what age?
If you are approaching retirement now, your full retirement age is 66. Of course, your full retirement age depends on the year that you were born. If you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. And then it goes up a couple of months for every year you were born thereafter. And if you were born 1960 or later, your full retirement age is 67.
So at what point should someone start using services like yours and exploring the different Social Security benefit options that they might have and what might work best in their case?
We recommend that people who are doing their preliminary retirement planning at least begin to read about, educate themselves about Social Security, begin to think about it, and, you know, start to learn a little bit about their benefits. But when you are a couple of years from actually retirement, that's the ideal time for you to sit down and really start making decisions about, when do you want to claim your Social Security? How do you want to do this? What are your best options? So a couple of years before you actually think you're going to start your benefits is the perfect time to begin the planning.
And is this something that one can do on their own, or do they need the help of a professional?
So I consider myself, Andy, to be an expert in Social Security. I've done this for several years, and I can tell you I'm only right 80% of the time. There are occasions I'm going to miss the rules. If I am an amateur at this, if I am just trying to do this myself, the chances are significant I am going to miss or overlook a rule that may have made a difference to me. Can people do this by themselves? Yes, people do it all day, every day. They don't necessarily select the best option. So, you know, I liken it to heart surgery. You know, that's something that's very serious, and you definitely want some help with that. And I think your Social Security has to be the same way. You need to find somebody who knows something about Social Security and can help you run your numbers, can help you make the best decision for your situation.
So then the question, of course, is where does someone go and get advice on how to apply for their Social Security benefits and what the best time is for them to do it and so on and so forth? Presumably, you would go to a registered financial advisor of some sort, but they're trained in investments. They're not so well trained in how to distribute Social Security.
Absolutely. We see it every day. Advisors who are just now realizing that all of their clients are going to retire someday, and many of them are starting to ask those Social Security questions. So we hear from advisors regularly, but our software that is available online can give you those answers by yourself. We have several options that folks can choose from. They can simply just get a recommendation that says, here's your best option, or they can subscribe to our software and go in, play around with it, do some analysis, look at an unlimited number of strategies to see what the trade-offs will be. and make a decision on their own. Or we even have options where they can schedule consultations with our staff of experts and get their questions answered.
And then, Robin, there are so many people I know who are really smart people, and they tell me, hey, look, take the money as soon as you're eligible. Don't wait. I mean, after all, Social Security might not be there any longer, or, more importantly, you might not be around anymore.
You know, again, there are so many variables that go into the best time you should begin your benefits and the best way in which you should claim them. It is so dependent on the individual and a number of factors within their household.
So let's throw something else in the mix. Let's say that someone is eligible for their veterans' benefits.
Well, veterans are able to collect Social Security even if they have military retirement pay. They are able to collect both at the same time without a reduction in their benefits. Only about 25% or so of veterans are eligible for military retirement pay. So those who do not, we think it's even more important for them to understand what the rules are and how to work them to their advantage so they maximize their income in retirement.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and review here for a moment. What are some of the resources that people can go to when they have questions about Social Security or they want to research it for themselves? And then secondly, can you give us a couple of tips that we should remember?
I'd love to. Let me give you both the sites again. The site for veterans that will be active on Monday, November 11th only, is www.socialsecurityforveterans.com. Our other site for civilians or for anyone to use after Monday is socialsecuritysolutions.com. That's socialsecuritysolutions.com. My best tips for people who are approaching Social Security claiming age is number one. And I've said this a couple of times during this interview, run your numbers, figure out what your options are, begin to understand the rules and how you can use them to your advantage. Because, for example, if you are a married couple and both of you have had income throughout your careers, the difference in claiming as soon as possible at 62 and in using an optimal strategy may be $150,000 more in lifetime benefits. In other words, if you just claim as early as possible, you're leaving a lot of money on the table that may be important later in your life when you need a bigger benefit. Number two, as I said earlier, consider the survivor benefit. While it may seem important when you are 62 or 63 or 64 years old to have Social Security income, think beyond today. Think about, what if I live longer than expected? What if I have a super long life? And think about that bigger benefit late in life, or that survivor benefit for, if you're married, for the one of you that is left behind for a long life. So run your numbers. Think about the need for a bigger benefit late in life. And get some help. Get somebody to help you get your questions answered. As we talked about earlier, Andy, there aren't a lot of people out there that provide this service, but keep looking until you find somebody. Talk to your financial advisor. If you work with a tax accountant, that person may know. You are welcome to call our firm, and we can work with you as well. But this is a very important financial decision, probably one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to make.
It really is.
It is, so it's important that you get it right.
Yes, that's for sure. So finally, Robin, I just can't let you go without asking about this. With what's going on in Washington and with what you do, you must get asked this question all the time. Will Social Security be around when they're eligible?
You know, the question we get regularly is Social Security going to be there for me? And I answer that with a resounding, absolutely it will be. Social Security is important to our retirees. A large group of Americans depend on Social Security retirement benefits for 90% of their retirement income or more than that. So we as a nation are not going to turn our backs on people who need Social Security. I do believe there will be measures taken to shore up the fund, to increase the money going into the Social Security fund, but it will be there. There have been a couple of times in years past where the fund has been depleted, and a few little changes make the difference. I think that's what's going to happen. So I do believe changes will be made, but Social Security is going to be there whether you're retiring next year, in 10 years, or in 50 years.
Well, that's encouraging. Well, Robin, thank you so much for your time. It's been very informative.
Well, Andy, it's been great to be on your show. I appreciate that you had me today.
Thank you for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts. You can click on the transcript section of the website. You can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Finally, we would love it if you could leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent, in the reply section of the podcast. Thanks again.